This is a Clearview original.
This episode of the Clearview Today Show is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine.
The Mighty Musca, who's it?
The Mighty Muscadine. It's a grape, and it's grown right here in North Carolina. In fact, the Muscadine grape is North Carolina's state grape.
I thought North Carolina's grape was the Scuppernong grape.
Shh. The Muscadine grape produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when it's under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a whole host of health benefits.
Well, that's all well and good, but in my experience, anything healthy typically tastes like dog water.
And that's the magic of using real natural Muscadine grapes. Muscadine grapes have two extra chromosomes than regular table grapes have. Those extra chromosomes provide a much-needed genetic ability to help build your health. Unlike other fruits or berries, the Muscadine grape can resist mold, bacteria, and viruses without the use of harmful chemicals.
Yeah, but the problem is I'm very rarely in the mood for grape juice.
Well, good news. You can head over to MightyMuscadine.com and see that they have an entire lineup of products designed for everyday use. If you work out, they have protein powder. I know you wash your hair and brush your teeth, right?
Not very often.
That's gross. But if you're a normal person who does, they have shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste. They have a one-a-day dietary supplement. They have body lotion. I'm telling you, these guys have it all.
Sounds expensive.
Not at all. All of their products are extremely affordable.
Even for a skinflint like me?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you in on a little secret because I like you so much. I'm going to give you this promo code. It's T-O-D-A-Y. Promo code TODAY. You use that promo code at checkout and get yourself a sweet discount. And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. Don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now. That's MightyMuscadine.com. And use that promo code T-O-D-A-Y. You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find our show online by visiting clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text, 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. We want to help you help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can do that by sharing it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars for any reason conceivable. I will find you. I will find you and I will scold you dreadfully. You leave a 4-star
review. Scold you dreadfully.
I dare you to do it. Today's verse of the day is coming to us from 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight."
Did you ever hear that old song? I'm dating myself here. The "You are the way, the truth, and the life. We live by faith and not by sight."
No.
"For you, we're living all for you." David knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's the
who sings that?
"You are the way, the truth, and the life."
Yeah, you did the "Hey, Mr. Knickerbocker."
Yeah,
to
yeah.
It's a Christian song.
Does he boppity bop with his hands?
No, they don't do that part.
What about with his face?
No.
It's Hillsong, Young and Free, I think.
Hillsong, Young and Free.
No, I never heard it.
Love that song. But, I mean, we walk by faith, not by sight. Sometimes you have to step out in faith, trusting that God is going to direct your steps. And that is scary to someone like me who likes to see 3 or 4 or 5 steps in advance.
Right.
But sometimes you have to step out and trust that God is going to lead you where you need to be. And step out being obedient. People get messed up on, like, I'm waiting for God to direct my next step.
Right, right.
Well, God's not going to pick you up by the ankle and put your foot down in the next step.
Right.
You have to step out in trusting that you are in obedience to God, that you are prayed up, that you are doing your devotions, and trust that next step is going to be where God wants you.
And it's not blind either. It's not blind faith or blind obedience.
Right.
Like, I'm just stepping out in the dark, and if I fail, I fail.
Yeah.
And if I'm destroyed, I'm destroyed. It's on God's hands and not mine. It's like my dad. Like, my dad has worked 60 something years in construction, right? And so he just builds stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he built the house that we're living in. So if I ask him, like, "Hey dad, how do I nail these two boards together?" He's like, "Hey, you just put the nail in, you just hammer." I'm like, "Okay, I'm just going to trust you, but if I mess up," it's like, no, he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
And it's the same with God. Like, he's proven himself faithful time and time and time again. So when he says, "Hey, I want you to do this," I don't have to be like, "All right, God, I'm going out in faith here." Like, you should know that God has your best intentions for you.
That's right.
Especially if you're in the word, if you're praying, if you commune with him daily, like we should be doing, then it's not going to be, your faith will come easier.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. If these verses are helpful for you guys, it's great to start your day with God's Word.
Yes.
And one of the great resources that we know of that we use is the Date the Word app. Mm-hmm. It's available for free for both Android and iPhone. It's at one of the partial sponsors of this show.
Yes.
And I encourage you guys to download that. It brings God's Word directly to you. Every single day connects today's date with God's Word with the hope of making it more memorable for you.
There's some things that we really got to get off our chest today.
Yes.
And today's segment, I think, is going to really, really help with that because... It's been a wild couple of weeks. You know, we had a play recently.
Yes.
We've been talking about it a little bit, mm-hmm. having to rely on technology. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as that goes, everything's super smooth. But in rehearsals and then trying to get everything back to normal, we've mm-hmm. started to run into that. Well, you know what? Why don't I let you take it? Because sure. This is your segment.
Yeah. Well, let's introduce everybody first.
Welcome to the Gripevine.
Doink! Here is my gripe. Fresh off the vine today.
The Gripe Vine, if for those of you who are tuning in, is the segment where we just get to gripe. We get to spill the tea a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, Christians, we're discouraged for gossiping. Unless you have a radio show, then you can gripe all you want.
Yeah.
Well, they pay you for it.
And I'm not griping about someone rather than something.
Sure. This is more of a several
somethings.
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely cannot stand, hate, loathe, despise entirely when technology doesn't work,
uh-huh.
and then it does work, but you don't understand why. Like, if I had gone in and fixed something and then the problem is resolved, great, love that for me. It's resolved and we're going to move forward. But if we have a problem and I'm trying to figure out what's going on and then suddenly the problem is resolved, I hate that.
If you work with like ProPresenter or if you're like a worship pastor or just on the worship team, tech team in a church, anything, you mm-hmm. know that this happens mm-hmm. so stinking often where like you'll have like a guitar cable, right? And you'll plug it in and you'll have that 60 cycle and you're like, oh, what is that? Get a different cable. You get a different cable. It's like, and you're like, oh, what? Why is that happening? Get a brand new one out the package and then you pull it out and it's like, and then somehow you take that first one in, put it back in. No problem.
It's fine.
No problem.
But why? Who knows?
So it's like, well, should we throw it away? This cable was buzzing, but now it's not. It's like, well, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to
buzz again? Maybe.
Yeah. So same thing with ProPresenter. Like you'll do updates and stuff and then backgrounds won't be happening. I feel like this is kind of crazy, but I feel like we should talk about, maybe not on this show, but the white line.
The mysterious white line.
Go ahead and talk about it. Wait, well, before you do, did you ever get that solved?
No.
Okay, so it's not.
What white line?
Yeah, I never saw the white line. We'll have to talk about it another time.
This is a whole nother gripe.
That's a whole nother gripe.
I can't stand that. We had an issue with this in the play. Mm-hmm. There was a microphone issue where there was a mic that cut out, and we were still getting signal at the board.
Mm-hmm.
That we have no idea why it cut out, and then it came back to life, and to this day, we don't know what went wrong.
You can't prevent it from happening
no.
again. It can and more than likely will happen again.
Yeah.
And so then you have to answer for it, but then it's like, I don't know.
I don't have an answer. And I don't know how to prevent it from happening again because I don't know what was wrong in the first place.
That's the one thing is because like when you try to tell people, you try to explain, they're like, all right, what can we do to prevent this from happening? And you're
I have no idea.
I cannot tell you.
I don't know.
I wish I knew. I wish I had the answer for you. It's like, should we get a new cable? It's like, no, that didn't seem to be the problem. Should we just get a new microphone? No, the microphone works.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it does.
I have no idea. I don't have an answer for you. That's my gripe. Write in and let us know if you've encountered similar issues, if you're in an AV style profession, or if you're on that tech team at your church. Write in and gripe alongside us. You know, misery loves company. 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole.
And I'm David.
And we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shaw's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we're here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. Dr. Shah, this is a very technologically savvy place.
Yes, it is.
A lot of people don't know that about this little small town church in North Carolina, but in this little place, there's technology just, can I just say, busting out the wazoo? Is that okay to say?
I think it's okay, but we may have to go back and clean it up later.
It's like, I think it's okay, but
I think it's fine, but maybe don't say it again.
Yeah, but cool it. You know, there's one of the things about dealing with technology, and we talked about this a little bit on the intro, is that sometimes it just doesn't work. And so it's like, okay, I have to, and this is something even you taught me, I have to stay on this.
I have to
figure out why this is not working.
Right.
What bothers us is, it will just start working again, but I didn't fix it.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know.
For some reason, the problem is resolved. You can't recreate the problem, even though you have all the same variables.
Just restart it.
Yeah. I don't know what changed. I don't know what happened. And I don't know why it got fixed, which means I can't prevent it from happening in the future.
Exactly. So that's what we were saying. It's like, most people are like, they're okay, whew, good, it's solved. It's like, it's not solved.
No.
Because now I don't know when it'll happen again.
Right.
Yes. And when it does happen again, I'm just as dead in the water as I already was.
That's right. I love technology. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing. I love technology. Always have, especially growing up in India with a dad who always was like looking for the cutting edge for technology. Like, we were the first ones in our church to have an overhead projector.
Yeah. Mm.
Overhead projector did not even exist in our town of 200,000 to 300,000 people.
Wow.
Our church had an overhead projector. The date is 1980.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe 1979, 1980, somewhere there. I mean, I was very young.
Right.
I was maybe 8 years old. So I was born in 73. 8 years would be, 80, 81, somewhere there. And I remember this projector coming. And then my dad and my brother decided to open it.
Mm-hmm.
Open it and you have to insert the bulb because, you know, it's coming from Germany.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you have to get the bulb and take it out of this package, and everything is done with like utmost care and slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is opening this lid where the bulb goes, and then there's a reflection that goes up and then it projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't open it.
Oh, no.
And we're all like standing there. I remember this entire thing happening, and a lot of frustrations, and screwdrivers are used, but very carefully. Be careful.
And was your dad standing over you watching you like, you got to be careful?
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm a 7-8 year old.
I got
so
you.
I'm like standing to the side. Don't get
back
in the way.
Who was putting it together?
It was my dad and my brother.
Okay.
And then finally, it was my brother who was like, oh, wait, it's not like righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Yeah.
It was righty loosey.
Wow.
Those Germans.
So it's like,
everything's backwards.
Germans.
Come on, y'all.
You have German heritage.
I do. That's why I can say that.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, there it is. And so open it up. And I remember my dad using it Sunday night, every Sunday night.
What was it like? Because I know like you'd spend like a whole day getting it together. What was it like seeing him use it for the first time? Like, you see him write and it's up there on the wall.
Oh,
I bet that was the coolest
crazy
thing.
It was excitement. It was like, David just sent me a picture of this. This is it. This is the, is it the same company too? Is this the Bull?
Bull, probably.
Yeah, this is it. This is exactly what it looked like.
Wow.
That's it. That's it right
exactly
there.
Exactly what it looked like.
Insane.
I remember those. Maybe not that specific brand, but my pre-algebra and then algebra teacher, that's how he taught, was writing on the overhead projector with the dry erase marker, and it would show up on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Ellie and I are part of a group on Facebook that's like church media and sound tech.
Yeah.
And basically, I think like every Friday is NGD's new gear day, and everybody just shows off their new gear. Look at all the cool stuff we just got. But imagine, like you said, being in the 80s, you've never seen
early
anything
80s.
Like this
I'm
before.
Talking about 1979, 1980.
Yeah, and then someone writing on a piece of paper and it shows up on the wall.
Yeah,
like that's insane.
Yeah. Now the movie industry in India has been around for a long time. Like, I mean, when I say long time, you're talking about 1890s.
Wow.
Is when movie industry began in India.
That's crazy.
Older than Hollywood.
Yeah.
People think Bollywood is just, you know, new kid on the block.
Yeah.
Keep in mind the British were in India. So they brought the technology there.
True.
Yeah.
So movies were being made in Bombay before movies were being made in Hollywood.
Wow.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So technology was there. It's just having this as a technology was the first. And then there were times that it wouldn't work. Like the bulb would go out. Not fun.
Nobody's having a good time at that point.
Nobody's having a good
Lest
time.
Lest anybody be exalted above measure, something's got to go wrong
something's
with the technology.
Something's going to happen.
That's the rule.
Anytime, as long as there has been technology, there have been technological problems.
Oh, yeah. Technological thorns, if you will.
Yeah.
It's always going to happen.
That was a very nice segue. Very good job.
I do what I can.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
We're continuing today's conversation based on what we talked about yesterday. We began this conversation as part of a much larger discussion over the past several episodes about suffering, about trauma, about how do we navigate these difficult moments in life. And we began talking yesterday about Paul, where he talks about his thorn in the flesh. We want to pick up that conversation today. So in light of that, Dr. Shaw, what's the daily encouragement today for listeners and viewers?
Get the latest technology.
There you go.
And
be on top of it.
That's right. Yes. Do it on purpose.
Yes. It does not substitute the message. It does not substitute hard work, but it will help you propel the message. So when I say get the best technology so that you can grow in your spiritual life.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So if you have trouble taking your Bible everywhere you go, get a great Bible app.
Mm-hmm.
If you have trouble listening to messages because you travel or whatever, download the Clearview app. That's can listen to sermons. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean when I say get the best technology.
Well, yeah. I think that's even a reflection of Paul's heart. You know, just do what it takes to get the message to as many people as possible. Win those souls. And if it means that I'm going to suffer a little bit for it, or if it means I'm going to have to learn about new technology, I'm going to have to push myself, stretch myself, then that's what it's going to take.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Well, today we're sort of going one step further because we talked about Paul's thorn in the flesh. We all have this thing that God puts in us. It's not him causing the pain. The thorn was the messenger of Satan.
Right.
And he was sent to buffet him, to keep him humble. And Paul pleaded, as we read in 2 Corinthians 12, he pleaded with the Lord that he would remove it. And the answer came back, no. Mm. But my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Mm.
And then Paul concludes, if that is the purpose behind that thorn, then most gladly I will boast in my infirmities so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then I am
strong.
I'm strong. Yeah. What a great conclusion. What a great recasting.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about the recasting part of things. But before we do that, there are people who struggle with thorns mm-hmm. in their lives. And it goes beyond just a stressful situation or a problem in their life. It even reaches a level of what we call today PTSD.
Yeah.
Mm. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a trigger word for people today because, and I don't, maybe not a trigger word, but that's like a badge of honor that people wear,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an odd thing. And I seem to have missed the boat on it because I don't see the appeal. And I think there's a lot of people who are listening to us who are kind of in our camp. They don't see the appeal of it, but there certainly is. There certainly is an appeal to being traumatized, to being damaged, to being broken goods. You know what I mean?
Well, think about, I mean, any of the popular literature or movies or any media elements, you usually have the main character mm-hmm. who has endured some kind of trauma, some sort of emotional heartache, some sort of, you know, physical malady, something that he or she has had to go through.
Yeah, they're always an orphan.
Yeah,
no parents.
I mean, the most memorable ones are.
Yeah.
They have some sort of difficulty to overcome, and people just latch onto that. They love that idea of the tortured hero.
Yeah.
And it sells great media.
Yeah.
But I think we've internalized that to where we want that badge as well.
We talked about that. Like art imitates life until life eventually imitates art. Now people think that's how, you know, everybody's got to be the Harry Potter, the Luke Skywalker, the chosen one with all the maladies and all the past trauma that they have to overcome.
And it's also generational. When you said it doesn't appeal to you because you're a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials are strong and millennials are successful and millennials are sort of the center of attention. Generation Z, on the other hand, are more subdued mm-hmm. and they are more prone to being hurt or mm-hmm. feel weak or feel oppressed, mm-hmm. those kind of things. And then, of course, COVID-19 came on top of that, and that really fueled that sentiment of we're together suffering.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have our trauma, and we all need therapy.
Yeah.
And one of the things we've addressed throughout this series is that, yes, there is something called trauma. Mm-hmm. And it is horrible, it's terrible, and it does happen. Today, I want to kind of delve into that a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between stress and trauma.
Very much.
Big difference.
Very much.
So you may be stressed out, but doesn't mean that you're traumatized.
Right.
And if you're traumatized, maybe it's coming from a stress, mm-hmm. but doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Now, Kenneth Jones, who is a Vietnam veteran, he is an advocate. He is sort of a counselor, but not a clinician. He said these words. He has a blog, and he said this. He said, thinking that the Apostle Paul suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder-like conditions is a safe conclusion when you consider that he faced over 10 life-threatening encounters in his life, as he himself testified in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's talking to soldiers. He's talking to PTSD-induced, combat-induced PTSD soldiers. And he says, you know, the Apostle Paul at least had 10 life-threatening encounters, which more than likely says that he was PTSD. And there's another scholar, by the way. This is Dr. Peter Yuichi Clark. He unfortunately died in 2019, I believe, with cancer. But he wrote an article titled Toward a Pastoral Reading of 2 Corinthians as a Memoir of PTSD and Healing. And in this article, which is a great article, by the way, he uses the lens of psychology to read 2 Corinthians.
Wow.
And again, he comes to the same conclusion as Kenneth Jones, who is not a psychologist, but he is somebody who was a veteran, and he works with people who have been diagnosed with PTSD, and the same conclusion, which is Paul, more than likely, right? We don't know for sure. There was no psychology like today's psychology back then. There was no...
Nobody to diagnose him.
But based on what we read in 2 Corinthians, he had PTSD. He had to have PTSD.
There's no way. There's no way he couldn't have
it. There's no way he couldn't have had it.
Signs, the markers.
Yeah. And so 2 Corinthians, as I mentioned before, is the book to read if you're going through struggles in your life. If you're suffering, yes, read Genesis. Great. Read Romans. Great. Read Philippians, the letter of joy and all that. But if you really want to benefit from one book, sometimes people go Job. Yeah, but you may get bogged down in all the discourses between the four friends.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe go to 2 Corinthians.
Yeah.
And you'll get a whole lot more benefit.
2 Corinthians is an encouraging book for me specifically because, like, when I see the way that the Corinthians treated Paul, and yet he still wrote to them in their suffering.
Yeah.
Like, even him sitting in prison and being beaten and all, and they're pointing to him like, see? You were a failure all along.
Yeah.
But through God's mercy, he still wrote that letter to them, encouraging him.
If you know anything about what John is referring to, there's a history between Paul and the Corinthians. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a love-hate relationship. Paul founded the church there, and he taught them. He spent time with them. He invested in them. And he also corrected them. So because he corrected them, they were spiteful towards Paul. Mm-hmm. They kind of like, we don't like you, right?
Yeah.
Thing that happens many times when we're going through struggles and trials and tribulations, we end up listening to the wrong people.
True. Mm-hmm. Very true.
And so Paul wrote this letter partly to correct them, but also to comfort them. And so...
What a guy.
Yeah. 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 And he brings up his own PTSD to help them understand that he gets it. And this is how he deals with it. Mm. So he's hoping they'll learn from him.
Yeah, this is, I think what we're referring to is this long list of things that he's gone through.
Right.
That I think is very easy for people to misread as boasting. Not boasting, but it's kind of a weird thing now because we boast in our infirmities, and yet now there's boasting about what we've been through. And it's like, well, that's just me. It's like trying to one-up someone
with how would you gone through.
Right, you think
you got it bad? Let me tell you about me.
Yeah. Right.
But Paul's was different, and we're going to see that in a moment. He kept recasting it. He would say all the things that he went through, but then he would turn it around. I believe it becomes boasting is when all you're doing is talk about how tough things are and have been for you. And look how strong you are, and look how many badges that you're wearing.
Right.
Hey, look, I've been through some stuff, man.
Yeah, you just want sympathy. You don't want to boast about God.
Or admiration.
Or admiration, yeah.
It's like, wow, this man has been through a lot. Paul doesn't do that. I mean, he's like, I've been through a lot, but for Christ.
That's right.
Yeah, but through Christ kind of thing. But let me just go one step further and talk about PTSD a little bit, okay? Because I think many times we self-diagnose. And we say that we are PTSD, but that's not really true. Mm-hmm. And so I got Nicole, my wife's, help to get the proper or more the textbook definition of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
The World Health Organization defines PTSD as a delayed and or protracted response to a stressful event or situation, either short or long-lasting, of an exceptionally threatening or catastrophic nature, which is likely to cause pervasive distress in almost anyone. So if what you've been through did not overwhelm your ability to respond and you still feel safe, I'm not telling you you don't have PTSD. All I'm saying is...
That's a good sign that you may not.
You may not.
You don't meet the definition.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're less of a person. Right. It means you were able to conquer what came against you.
Which really is a good thing.
It's like a good thing.
We shouldn't be finding avenues for you to have PTSD after all.
Right.
Like the goal is that you don't have it. And so really that's something you should be thankful for. You should take heart that you may not have.
Yeah, sometimes people say, you know, growing up, my parents disciplined me and now I have PTSD. And it's like, okay, all right. So what did you do? Oh, I know I did something wrong. Okay, so you were disciplined, you were spanked, or whatever your parents used. Now, if they were just went overboard and just did whatever, I get it. But if it's just that, and you are at that stage in your life where you haven't really computed or understood the purpose of discipline in your life, and you have a fundamental difference with them in discipline, but you're claiming that's PTSD.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I won't say everyone, but a lot of people who do claim PTSD are on the younger side. They're you know, either 25 or below.
Yeah.
Where their brains are not fully developed. They are still conquering things from their past. They're still processing. They're still understanding and developing into who they're going to be.
Yeah. I'm not saying abuse your kids, but if there was discipline involved, but you didn't like it and you're not at the stage to appreciate it because you don't have your kids yet and you haven't gone through that. So you're quickly saying, well, that was traumatic for me. And now I'm traumatized.
Hmm.
But in our culture today, oh, you went to timeout?
Yeah. PTSD?
I would cut contact with your parents as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I cannot sit in corners anymore.
Yes. And I do advise that you seek professional help.
Yeah.
Should I get Christian counseling? No.
We're not trying to make light of something that's really a PTSD. I hope you know what we're really doing here is saying people who really struggle are the ones who really need help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to minimize it.
You said it this way in a message one time, is that those who are claiming trauma and claiming PTSD when it's not actually there, it's disrespectful to those who genuinely are struggling and have genuinely been diagnosed with PTSD.
Well, it devalues,
to equate your struggle.
Yeah, it devalues the whole thing, because if you've got someone who is overseas fighting in a war and they are seeing people blown up and seeing people killed and losing their best friends, and then they come home and they have PTSD, they're the exact same as someone who got stood up on a date. Mm-hmm. And now they're the same.
Yeah.
So we're going to just treat them both the same. And so it ends up minimizing, I think, the actual things that people are really struggling with.
Yeah, he's like a soldier over here who got shot.
Yeah.
And here I am who just got up too quick and hit my knee on the table or something, on the desk.
Yeah.
And it hurt really bad for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you don't know. When you're shot...
Oh, yeah.
You were shot? No, I mean, I hit my knee.
Yeah, but I mean, I can tell you this.
It was very painful.
Which is about the same thing.
Yeah. It's not the same thing.
No.
I'm sitting in my office and I hit my knee on a desk.
I'm in my nice air conditioned office.
Yes, so I know what you're going through.
The other guy was shot in a desert somewhere. No.
Yeah, I mean, I did hurt my knee and it was very painful. Tears came down my face.
Yeah, and I beseeched to the Lord. I said, deliver me from this pain.
But it was not the same. David, you were going to add something to it. What were you going to add?
I was looking at
a PTSD self screen just to see, like, because I know a lot of people are self diagnosed. Like,
oh,
PTSD.
Really? There's a self screen?
Yeah, I'm but sure. the first thing that you have to answer is, okay, sometimes things happen to people that are unusual or especially frightening, horrible, or traumatic. For example, a serious accident or fire, physical or sexual assault or abuse, mm-hmm. an earthquake or flood, a war, seeing someone killed or seriously injured, or having a loved one die through homicide or suicide. Have you ever experienced this kind of event? I was like, no. Your answer is that you do not have PTSD.
Wow.
Dang. So a lot of these people who are like, my parents beat me, it's like, no, that's not. Yeah.
And again, there are abusive parents.
Yeah.
Yes. We're not talking about them here today. So, yeah, but you're right.
Well, let's dig into this conversation a little bit more tomorrow, because we mentioned Paul have yes. qualifying for PTSD as yeah. with some yeah. of these markers. I really want to dig in some more and, you know, show our listeners how Paul navigated that situation in his mm-hmm. life, and maybe it would be helpful for those at home. If today was helpful for you, write in and let us know what you got from today's episode, 252-582-5028, or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Every gift that you give goes not only to building up this radio show, but countless other ministries for the gospel of Jesus.
Listen, Paul went through a lot of deep stuff, but just like we talked about, you know, it all was for a purpose. It was for the glory of God. And so everything that we've been talking about for the past week and a half almost now, we've been talking about it not just to put people down or make fun of people or minimize things. It's to let you know that God is working all this together for good. And he's going to do that in your life as well. That's why y'all are listening.
All right. Make sure you guys are here. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.